A very good afternoon from the sports team. Bafana Bafana are back in World Cup qualifying action this week when they host Lesotho on Friday and then are off on their travels against Benin the following week. Bafana have been in great form internationally with 4 wins from their last 5 matches, and that 5th one was a draw. The last time the two sides met, though, they did end in a stalemate, 0-0. And Bafana coach Hugo Bruce knows that our neighbours will be fired up.
We know that it will be tough and difficult games. First of all, with Lesotho. Lesotho is really a team. They're fighting for each other. They're fighting for each meter and every ball. And they are playing against South Africa. So I think they can always do something more against South Africa than against other teams.
It's a 6 p.m. kickoff at the Peter Makaba Stadium on Friday evening. Staying with football news, former Liverpool striker Robbie Fowler has criticised the Premier League club for letting a contract saga hang over some of their biggest players. Virgil van Dijk, Mo Salah, Trent Alexander-Arnold's current deals all expire in the summer with no extensions yet to be agreed. Fowler tells Sky Sports News he's not impressed with how the situation's been handled.
I think it's relatively poor from the club in terms of letting these great players sort of get down to, you know, a few months left of the contract. And what will be, what will be.
And we're going to finish with some rugby news. A 30-man Stormers squad leaves Cape Town today for a 2-match URC tour. They take on the Scarlets in Wales on Saturday and then Ulster and Northern Ireland the following week, Friday. Lock Connor Evans, as well as backs Sasha Feinberg and Gomezulu, Suleiman Hartsenberg and Damian Willemse, all make their return from injury. Ben Jason Dixon and Stefan Angerer are out injured, while prop Netling Fashir will welcome the arrival of his second child this week, so isn't on the tour. That's all for this hour. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.